Thank you for calling the VA's Community Care Network. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. Please say or enter your 5-digit zip code. Press 1 for English.
Opresione 2 para español.
If you are a provider, press or say 1. If you are a veteran, welcome to Provider Services. Thank you for helping to ensure our nation's veterans have access to high-quality health care. Please listen. For fastest service, if you are calling for an authorization number to submit a claim, please press or say 1. To utilize our claims self-service feature, press or say 2. For all other inquiries, press or say 3, or remain on the line. For questions about joining the TriWest Network, your contract status, or to update your demographics, press or say 1. To check a veteran's eligibility for benefits, press or say 2. For referrals authorizations.
Thank you for calling TriWest Healthcare Alliance. My name is Patricia, and I have the pleasure of speaking with you.
Hey, good morning. This is Max calling from Provider's Office, calling regarding enrollment.
All right, Max, may I have the initial to your last name, please?
W as in whiskey.
And are you checking the provider status enrollment?
No, actually, we submitted a request through Ability Portal to update our bank details. So I'm looking for the... to change the bank details, like a bank banking information.
Okay, so I won't be able to check your status on availability for those bank details. You'll need to contact Availity.
Actually, I spoke with the Availity, and they are telling me that we need to verify this information with the payers.
So what information are we verifying?
Previously we are receiving a payment on other bank account, and we have just changed our bank account information. So we updated
As I stated, I don't have access to see what bank account you have on your account. I don't have access to that information.
So where we can... So could you please guide me how can we change our bank information details?
Okay, so the only way to change your banking information would be through Availity.
But we have tried and...
EFT enrollment. It's EFT enrollment. That's the only way to change that information for your deposit. I don't have the access to your deposit information.
But
EFT enrollment.
Yeah, you are right. But the thing is, we have already tried and submitted a request through Availity, but they are not telling me anything about this information.
I apologize, but you need to call them back. If I could help, I promise you, sir, I would. But I don't have access to any of that information or access to Availity. They're the only ones that will be able to do that EFT enrollment information for you to change that bank account information.
So is there any form available on the portal to update the bank information?
Don't believe so. You would need to reach out to Availity for them to change that information.
Okay, and what about if we already submitted the request? So is it possible we can verify the details with the payer?
We don't have access to that information. You would have to verify that request with Availity.
Yes, we know that we need to submit a request through Availity, but Availity always a middle person who are working with the insurance and the provider, right? So we submitted a request to the Availity.
To look up your bank account information. I don't have access to look up that information.
Okay, so we need to again submit a request, right?
Okay.
my job title is from accounts department. Sorry, you said your name?
A good phone number.
Good phone number is 478-246-7577.
And the MPI is the provider.
MPI is 19-7277-6672.
And what's the name of that provider?
Sorry?
What's the name of that provider?
Provider group name, Hematology Oncology Associates of North Jersey LLC.
And what's the state they're located?
Arizona.
And the tax ID number? 22-374-6905. And is this the last
30
days calling for this information?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have anything for that group name. Do you have an individual provider's information available?
Yes, and actually I need your assistance. Like, I'm looking for the credentialing status for one of our providers. We submitted a request. So can
okay,
I provide
you? 1 second, sir. I need the MPI of the providers to finish documenting. And
okay, got it. Individual provider MPI is 1-1-6-4-4-2-3-2-5-7.
What's the name of that provider?
Provider name, Hamdi Motorsab.
And you need to see if they're a network?
Sorry?
You need to check if they're in network?
No, this is, he is our main provider and I have other provider name and I'm looking for the credentialing status.
And is this your first time calling regarding this in the last 30 days?
No, this is for a follow-up for the credentialing.
And what's the MPI of the provider you're calling about for credentialing?
Individual MPI is 19-4294-0275. Provider name is Rachel Pink.
What state is she located?
Nevada.
Tax ID, please.
Same tax ID, 22-374-6905.
As I pull up this information, I would like to sincerely thank you for putting in the care of our nation's heroes. As a reminder, we have a self-service portal through available at TriWest.com. Take the time on holding gives you 24/7 access to your claim and referral to look up.
Okay.
So for this provider, Ms. Pink, she has an active contract effective date 7/5/2024.
Sorry?
This provider has an active contract effective date 7/5/2024.
You said 7/5/2024, right?
Correct.
But we submitted a request to add this provider with our group.
Okay, so we don't need to submit a new request. You need to contact your net subcontractor for the state of Arizona. That would be Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. You would need to contact them, seeing as how this contract, this provider has already contracted and asked them to add that tax ID. You don't fill out another application.
But if the provider is located in Nevada, so we need to contact the BCBS of Arizona?
Correct.
Okay, but the previous representative didn't tell me that we need to update that information with the BCBS because the request was already submitted in the February.
Correct. So as I stated, with BCBS, you need to ask them to make that request for that tax ID to be linked to this provider.
And one more question. We have submitted a request to add this provider with the tax ID, like we have submitted a form. So
correct. A provider request form that was submitted on March 13th. However, the provider is already contracted.
Under this group, right?
The provider is individually contracted. You need to contact Blue Cross Blue Shield to add this group tax ID. She's not under this tax ID as of yet.
Okay.